We're not up and running as of yet. 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. We've been doing some, we haven't been. There's a group that has been doing maintenance work and moving things around on the antenna. And so we invite you to listen on 1600 AM if 107.5 is not up and running as of yet, but it will be very, very shortly. Coming up tonight, we've got high school football and NFL football for you. First of all, high school football from the game that was going to be played tomorrow night, they've moved it up 24 hours down at the Little Rose Bowl in West Branch, one of the iconic venues as far as high school football is concerned in the state of Iowa. Number 4 rated unbeaten West Branch taking on defending district champion Bellevue. Miles and Gary will have that one for you tonight. About 5:50 on 106.3 FM in Iowa City with the pregame show. And 6 o'clock, straight up 6 o'clock with the kickoff coming up for that one. Should be a very entertaining game. And then we've got the Packers and the Eagles on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. From Westwood won those Thursday nighters.
Is the courthouse still in West Branch? Fine drinking eating establishment?
I would have to look.
Yeah.
Maybe some of our fine listeners can help us
spot.
Out on that.
It's
yeah,
spot,
it was.
Yeah.
It was. There are a lot of good spots down at West Branch. And maybe they'll answer your question out there. Text line available to you. It is presented and brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. 319-366-1600. Answer Mark's question if you know the answer. Maybe they're there right now having a little pregame meal getting ready for that. But that'll be coming up tonight. And then our game tomorrow night will now shift to all three frequencies. It'll be Center Point Urbana at Marion. And that will be at a 7 o'clock straight up start. So we'll be on the air at about right after Todd and Alex finish things up at about 6:53, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM with the play-by-play tomorrow night, Marion and CPU, in a game that they are having both the Center Point Urbana community and the Marion community coming together to have a fight cancer night tomorrow night. So we'll have more on that during the ballgame.
Terrific.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to the show. Dave Kogan's going to join us. We'll have our own Dave in as well. For the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Third Base has been serving up some of the best craft beer in the area since 1996. Stop in, grab a beer, shoot some pool with friends, play around darts. It's just one more reason that people come back to gather at Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program right here on KGYM. And we're going to be at Marion tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
For the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour. Getting ready for the Indians and CPU tomorrow night.
Looking forward to seeing Mike Manderscheid, athletic director, who has lined up half a dozen guests. And always a good time out at Marion.
It is always a good time out at Marion. And we're looking forward to that and getting ready for the game between the Indians and CPU. You should be a little bit, you didn't bowl last night. We will have a bowling night in America wrap-up because tradition dictates that we do that on Thursdays, and we will have that for you before 4 o'clock here today. But you were off last night, but you still, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today, which kudos to you. I figured that you were up, you know, late into the evening, early morning hours, along with your fellow Minnesota Twins, celebrating the American League Central Division Championship. Congratulations to the Twins. You, JJ, and everybody out there is a Twins fan.
Thanks. I had nothing to do with it.
I know that.
Besides
but it's,
follow
it's,
the team.
You're a loyal follower.
Well, I had to wait a little longer because after the Twins won, beat Detroit, had to wait around to see if the White Sox would hang on and beat Cleveland. And
helped you.
So they did. The team hung around in the visitors clubhouse in Detroit, and I stayed up to watch that celebration, which was like all the others. A lot of champagne and beer being poured on everyone, and poor Audra Martin was doing the reporting in the locker room, and she looked like a wet puppy. I mean,
she tweeted out, "I smell like a brewery." And every inch, I think I'm soaked in every inch, but boy, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was in one of those clubhouses in Baltimore when Mike Boddicker was pitching for the Orioles in 1983, and it's every bit what it looks like on TV. Everybody's going to get wet, no matter what happens.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but champagne tends to ruin things and burn the eyes, correct?
Don't remember having goggles back then, but all of them do. All of them do now.
Well, now they have goggles. They've got plastic surrounding the locker rooms and whatnot. Back then, it was just let it loose, and where the chips fell where they may is where the champagne and everything flowed. So, and then the Twins had to turn around and play a game today at noon against the Tigers. I sent out the Rochester Wings today. But the Wings are winning. Are they still the Wings?
Are they the Red Wings? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, largely not the regular lineup, shall we say. A lot of these starters benched.
Oh, benched.
giving them a rest and giving opportunity to a lot of those guys that were called. Yeah, I know. Those guys that are called up 1st of September or after. And what a great experience for those guys. Last night as well, and for all the teams that clinch. You know, you got these guys that are not on the 25-man roster but get to experience a division title like that. And a lot of those guys in the lineup today, and lo and behold, the Twins leading 10-4. Twins looking for their 99th win of the year.
Could get to 100.
They got 111 losses right now.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for the Detroit Tigers. Let's just put it bluntly.
What's that old
saying? For Ron Gardenhire.
Every team wins 60 and loses 60, and what you do in the other 42 is what matters.
Well,
Detroit's got 46 wins.
That's usually the way it works out, but it could be 50, could be 45 in some teams' cases, and how the other games work out. And they have not worked out well. Ron Gardenhire has been contemplating bowling season for quite a while now.
Yes.
As the manager of the Detroit Tigers. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah, they're just
well.
not good at all. And Gardy, I think, has one more year in his contract.
It's not Ron's fault either. This is just, you could put together the managerial all-star team of all time, and they're not going to win with the Detroit Tigers
not
this
at
year.
All.
Especially after they traded Nicholas Castellanos over to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And just wasn't going to happen for the Tigers this year. In that game today, the Minnesota Twins, with a milestone, becoming the first major league team to hit 300 home runs in one season in this juiced ball era.
Well, the Twins are one ahead of the New York Yankees right now. The Yankees idle today, so the Yankees could surpass
They're
going to
get 300, too.
Oh, of course.
They're going to get 300.
But and that could be very well likely be a matchup in the first round of the playoffs. The right. Yankees and Twins, who will have hit 600-plus home runs during this season. And listening to the Twins broadcast today, they're Roy Smalley talking about maybe Major League Baseball redoing the baseball itself. And
so I've heard a lot of people talking about
altering the stitching to create more drag on the baseball. I don't know how much it
just don't make them juiced.
Yeah,
there's your first problem. I have no problem with it. I'd rather see, and I did hear some of those comments, and I would like to see a little bit more stealing, a little bit more hit and run, a little bit more putting the ball into play. Movement. Baseball was meant to be a game of movement, and baseball has gone away 180 degrees from a game of movement.
Mm-hmm.
Also mentioned the fact that it used to be a badge of courage if you didn't strike out. Now, if you have 100 to 200 strikeouts in that range, which most everyone has,
it's the norm.
It's the norm, and it means you're swinging hard, man. Swinging hard, mm-hmm. making contact when you can. baseball's changed. And I think some of the purists, now we're old fuddy-duddies, and people would like to see the home run or 16 strikeouts by a pitcher, whatever the case may be. It's just your personal preference out there, I guess. I'd like to see, I was always a small ball hit and run guy, steal bases, move people over. I think that's good baseball myself.
Ryan and Walford on the text line chiming in with another story in baseball. I thought I was done being a Cub fan for the year, but the Brew Crew have a chance to take the division now. I'll hang on for three more days.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers are now one game behind the St. Louis Cardinals. Both those teams have qualified. Of course, not only did the Twins get in last night, but the Brewers got in last night as well as Milwaukee with another victory. And they came back with another one here this afternoon. They're 89-70. They've been absolutely outstanding. They won their 20th game in the month of September. A lot of that without Christian Yelich. And now they are one game behind the St. Louis Cardinals. And it will be a central race that will go right down to the wire in the last series of the season. Milwaukee, I believe, gets Colorado, I want to say. Is that the case? I'm going to take a look at this right now. As the Brew Crew beat Cincinnati today.
5-3.
And you would think they'd have tomorrow's game up here. But
three other games going on right now, but none of relevance.
How's Rochester doing, man?
Doing well. They're up 10-4, bottom of the eighth.
All right. Oh, here we go. Next game. Yes, they're at Colorado. They are at Colorado coming up tomorrow. Cardinals, of course, at home to take on the Cubs. So the Cubs are out of it, but they can play spoiler to their bitter rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals, and try to get Milwaukee a Central Division championship. Whoever gets that is going to face the Atlanta Braves in the first round of the playoffs. And the wild card winner will get the Los Angeles Dodgers. Pretty simple.
Back to the text line, 2235. Do what college baseball does, lower the seams. I'm 25 and I love old school baseball.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Text line available at 319-366-1600.
Cyclone Jim, chicks dig the long ball, Scott.
I know that. See, it's just a matter of your personal preference.
Anyway, I'm a bit sad I won't get to hear Marty Brenneman anymore.
Yeah, Marty's last games as the broadcaster of the Cincinnati Reds coming up this week and weekend. And Marty's been doing Reds games. He did all the way through the Big Red Machine years. And I think a terrific broadcaster.
I would agree.
Went to bed many nights with Marty Brenneman on my portable radio by the bed listening to Cincinnati Reds games because you could get them on their flagship station at night anywhere in the United States. They were a clear channel station. One more or two more spots up for grabs in baseball. It's going to be between Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Oakland for the two wild card spots. Cleveland took a hit last night. They're a game and a half behind both Tampa and Oakland going into the last series of the year. So you're going to have nearly a 100-win team that's going to be in the outside looking in the American League. And a pretty good Boston team that underachieved this year, yes, but a pretty good team nonetheless that's also going to be on the outside looking in. As I mentioned, we're efforting our friend Cal Eldred. I sent him a finely worded text today to just alert him on the fact, hey, we would love to have you on during the baseball playoffs. Our fine listening audience all around Eastern Iowa would love your insight for the playoff run.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to get his thoughts, too, on Ned Yost's retirement in Kansas City. Yost hired Cal Eldred as a pitching coach, and what that might mean for Cal's future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think is Cleveland going to be on the outside looking in? Is that your opinion?
What are there, four games left?
Yes, for Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland has to go to Washington. Am I right about that?
They play the Sox again tonight, and then they go to Washington for the last three.
I'm going to say Cleveland's going to be left out.
Because the Nationals need to win these games, too.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. And then, of course, you have Oakland and Tampa. Tampa, for their last set of games, they are at Toronto, up at the at Rogers Center. And the Oakland A's, taking a look at what they have remaining, they are at Seattle tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm.
So a four-gamer against the Mariners. So kind of 50-50 on that. But Cleveland definitely has the toughest road to hoe. I would say, in my humble opinion, I think Cleveland is going to be in the outside looking
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll have most, we'll have all the playoff games that we can get in for you starting next week. We'll have both the wild card games next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the playoffs begin in earnest coming up on Thursday of next week. Of course, we got football to get in as well as the Major League Baseball playoffs. So we will do our best to get everything in for you on some of our frequencies right here on KGYM. 3:20. We're going to take a break, come back. Dave Kokin is in the on-deck circle. Dave's going to be paying a great deal of attention to the final weekend of baseball, along with football, and then getting ready for the Major League Baseball playoffs. So we'll talk about that and the NFL and some college football with Dave when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class for Thursday. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes!
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the smart rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock from Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Get ready, Marion. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live tomorrow at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on a Thursday on KGYM. We'll get the panel together here in just a little bit, and we will have our pick six for you, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. This just coming down, some NFL news, I guess, for you. And there was a lot of speculation after last year's Super Bowl halftime performance and the last few Super Bowl halftime performances on exactly what direction that the National Football League would be going. Well, the direction is the same direction. New, hip, and popular. As the National Football League has announced that the halftime performers for this year's game in Miami will be Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Hmm. I'm not sure if that does anything for me or not. We're going to bring in someone who is much younger than I. Kyle, our producer. Kyle Mann.
Reset the topic. I was on the phone with Dave.
They have just announced the Super Bowl halftime show. First time appearing together, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Okay, here's the thing. Why is it
that
so
does
difficult?
Nothing for me. I'm going to ask you.
Why is it so difficult for the Super Bowl to get people that are relevant today? Why is it always got to be a throwback? I mean, it's
Jennifer Lopez is a throwback?
Yeah. Tell me.
Paul McCartney's a throwback.
Okay. Maybe not throwback. It's not that far back, but J-Lo and Shakira are maybe 10 years ago. I would have cared a little bit more, but no, it does not really move the needle for me.
Mark, does it move the needle for you? Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are the halftime performers at this year's Super Bowl, just announced.
Could care less. And that's not a commentary on either one of them.
No, I just, yeah, I'm with you. I enjoyed Paul McCartney. Oh. I enjoyed a lot of them over the years, but.
If I want to go to a concert, I'll go to a concert.
You want to go to a football game? You got to go to a football game, right? Well, you pay those exorbitant prices. You got to have some entertainment, right?
I bet Kokanen will agree.
Dave doesn't care. Dave doesn't care. Dave joins us.
No, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
I guarantee he doesn't care.
Smoke and coke.
I will say Jennifer Lopez has moved my needle, but I don't watch halftime shows. I don't think I've ever watched a halftime show in my life.
SmokingCokin.com at Dave Kokin on Twitter. But there you go. There's your halftime entertainment. By the way, the NFL also announcing today that sounds like the ownership wants to go from a possible 18-game regular season back now to a 17-game regular season. So, I still like the 16 because I think there's still too many injuries, Dave. But that's the way I look at it.
Well, anyway. But they're gonna definitely increase because, you know, they want to cut back on the preseason games and they're not gonna lose that revenue, so it sounds like they'll drop one preseason game and add one regular season game.
Dave, how are you doing on your baseball over unders this year?
I did well. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but Seattle was real good for me.
On the under.
It's going to be good. I don't have the exact record in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting right down to the nitty gritty as far as baseball is concerned, and both Mark and I believe Cleveland's going to be the team on the outside looking in, just because they have to go to Washington. Yeah. You feel the same way?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to win out and hope somebody else loses now.
Yeah, and boy, it's going to be tough.
That's not going to be easy.
No. Good team, but they're going to be on the outside. Outside looking in, anyway. Let's take a look at tonight's NFL game. The Eagles are headed to Green Bay to take on the Packers. I was going to ask you about this because this game, it scares me a little bit. We were talking about this earlier on today, that Philadelphia has their back squarely against the wall. They could be three out after four games if Dallas wins and Philadelphia loses. You would think Green Bay in this one, but something tells me Philadelphia is going to play this very, very well, even though they have all the injuries.
Well, they're going to come out and play real hard. I don't think there's any question about that, but it's still these Thursday night home games, unless they're division home games, non-division Thursday night home teams have been money in the bank. They've been tremendous.
In college football, Scott and I circled this game from the start of the year. Iowa State at Baylor. Right now, Iowa State a slight favorite. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I like Baylor in the game. I think it's a dead even game, so the value at +3 is with the Baylor side. And you get a little of that value because of last week, where Iowa State gets 72 points and Baylor gets shut out in the second half. They went to sleep against Rice in the second half last week. But I think these teams are dead even, and so to me, +3 at home is a good bet.
Yeah, some interesting games coming up on Saturday. Maybe not one of them is Iowa and Middle Tennessee, but you never know. Hawks are a big favorite, though, at home coming off the bye. Both teams coming off a bye.
Yeah, they should be, too. I mean, it's not a close game. So if Iowa shows up and does what they're supposed to do, they're going to have a pretty easy time. And Conference USA is just no good this year. It's a bad league. It's the worst. I think it's the worst conference among all the FBS leagues. So the non-conference games against better opposition have not gone well at all for CUSA.
Really interesting game for me, Dave, is Ohio State laying a lot at Nebraska. Any thoughts there?
Nebraska's just too inefficient to back. I mean, the number's too big based on yards and things like that. But Nebraska's just not trustworthy at this point. Last week they outgained the team by, I don't know, like 300 yards, and they barely won the football game. There's just too many mistakes in the offensive line. They're just not there yet. So, you know, on paper, it kind of looks like a game Nebraska could compete in, but they might find a way to get crushed. I guess I'd take Nebraska if I had to, but definitely a no play for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did Wisconsin, who surprised you more, Wisconsin by the way they played or Michigan by how poorly they played last week?
Michigan. I mean, there's no way, I don't know anybody who could have forecast 35-0 before they got a couple of points. Thank you. There's so much wrong with Michigan right now. You can't even put your finger on one thing. The offensive coordinator is clearly not getting the job done. And the team just seems to have lost its confidence, lost its swagger. They have the perfect opponent this weekend in Rutgers, because this is a game where Michigan needs to go out and kill somebody. And this might be the team they can do it against, because Rutgers is just not good at all. So I think it's a really good spot for Michigan. I'm not going to play it, but I would not be surprised if Michigan puts up a 50 spot this weekend.
Anything else in college football on your radar that you might want to share, Dave?
I'm still working on them, although I think you can make a case that NC State, I know there's money coming in Florida State, but I just don't like the team. And NC State, maybe not that good, but I think they can compete here. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's a game that goes to the wire. So I'm probably going to put that game on my card. I haven't done it yet, but I'm looking at taking NC State. I'd love to get 7, though.
Mm-hmm. Some more big numbers as far as the National Football League is concerned. None bigger than the Chargers laying 15.5 right now down in Miami against the Dolphins. The Dolphins showed a little life, though, with Josh Rosen last week before they got rolled in the second half.
No, they didn't. It's just nobody's getting excited for them. And you're not going to get the best effort out of anybody against them. So that's going to make it possible for Miami to cover some spreads, I guess. But they still couldn't cover the spread last week. They're just so bad.
How about Daniel Jones How about Daniel Jones for the New York Giants? What he showed very well in his first game, but it is only one game.
Yeah, he did, but he still had ball security problems, and they played a team that wasn't very good. So I'm not putting a whole lot into that. I mean, they had to make the move. There's no question about that. But I wouldn't get overly excited about the Giants just yet. And without Barkley, that's going to be real trouble.
Yeah, and he's going to be out. He says he's not going to be out as long as they forecast, but
we'll
see.
I know he's not playing Sunday.
No, he's not going to be playing Sunday. But the Giants are playing the Redskins. There are some really bad NFL football teams.
Oh, the Redskins are horrible. Horrible. That game, and the reason I mentioned it, Miami and Washington on October 13th it's one of the worst games ever in the NFL.
And they played in the Super Bowl way back in the day.
Well, when was that?
Oh, that was back in early 70s. That was the Garo Yupremian game when he tried to throw the fake field goal, or what turned out to be a fake field goal. See, our listeners are Googling as we speak right now, trying to figure out when that happened.
Yeah, it was forever ago. And the Redskins haven't been good for quite a while now. And I don't think they're going to be good for quite a while. And Miami, they're just trying to lose games right now.
Yeah. NHL is starting around the corner. Are you excited?
Sure.
I am.
Love hockey.
Yeah. We'll see. Blues are picked fourth, though, in the division by a lot of people. That's got us scratching our heads.
They overachieved last year. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. They got on a great run, and it was really fun to watch. But I would be really surprised if they're more than just a fringe playoff team this year.
Yeah. I like the trade, though, that they made to get the defenseman.
Yeah, he's a player. But, the bottom line is they weren't as good as they were. They were never as bad as they were last year, and they were never as good as they were at the end of the season. I mean, everything just went right, and that just doesn't happen 2 years in a row. They're going to drop back this year. That's probably a good under bet.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out right there. He'll have his all information up at smokingcoking.com. Always appreciate it, Dave, and have a very good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, Dave Koken. Big Jennifer Lopez fan, apparently.
Not a fan of halftime shows.
Not a fan of halftime shows. Big fan of Jennifer
Lopez. I bet
Lopez.
Dave's been to a show or two in Vegas.
Oh, who hasn't? Who hasn't? You got to take that in once you're out there. The Rochester Red Wings have won, Mark.
Yeah, 10-4, the Twins over Detroit. That is a final, and we gave you a final on Milwaukee and Cincinnati earlier. That was Milwaukee 5-3. Right now, Boston and Texas tied 5-5 in the seventh inning. Dodgers and San Diego scoreless in the fourth. San Francisco up on Colorado 1-0. In the third.
Some of those games mean less than other games.
That is correct.
We'll just say that right now as we come up on 3:35. Now, a game like we talked about with Dave that means a lot tonight is the Thursday Nighter. We'll have it on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you. Green Bay and the Eagles tonight. The Eagles are absolutely annihilated with injuries right now. Especially in their wide receiver core. A couple of big-timers sounding like they're going to be out tonight. Who is Carson Wentz going to throw to? Who can get open against this Packer defense is going to be maybe an even bigger side story. This Packer defense has been absolutely out of this world so far this year.
Strange, because the Eagles, by many observations, were figured to be a player in the division. And now, after 3 weeks, find themselves 1-2, and as you said, backs against the wall.
But when you have an NFL team like that, and I like Doug Peterson as a coach, he used to be on the staff for Andy Reid in Kansas City. That scares me tonight if I'm the Green Bay Packers, because you have a wounded Eagle team coming in there. Now, granted, on a Thursday nighter, the home team, like Dave said, is very good at home because of the short week, the travel, etc. But Philadelphia is a better team than they've showed this year. And I'm not saying they're going to win tonight, but I just think it's going to be a pretty darn good game that we're going to have for you tonight on KGYM.
The spread's 5 right now.
Yeah, right in there.
4.5, 5 points.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's a scary one. It's a scary one indeed. Don't forget tonight as well, we've got high school football for you. We will have the 106.3 FM and Iowa City game for you moved up from tomorrow night because of the prospect of some heavy rain moving in. And that is West Branch hosting the Bellevue Comets. And we'll have it tonight for you on 106.3 FM for you. You can get it on KGYMradio.com. Just go to the 106.3 South Gym stream if you would like to listen in. If you're not in the 106.3 listening area, and you can get it that way and go to KGYMradio.com. You can go to the KGYM Radio app, same method. You can go to the South Gym stream right there. Miles Klotz, Gary Fickle will have it for you tonight. Beginning at 6 o'clock with the kickoff. 6 o'clock with the kickoff.
KGYM tailgate tour at West Branch tomorrow.
Brought to you.
That's going to stay as previously
is.
Scheduled, yeah.
As is. And, of course, we will be at Marion. Both tailgate tours brought to you by Whirlpool Careers, the presenting sponsor of our tailgate tours right here on KGYM. Going to take a break, come back, we'll get the panel assembled, and we will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. That's all coming up next. Also have a Bowling Night in America update for you as well. We'll do that before 4 o'clock this afternoon right here on KGYM.
Lawn legends run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor. Head to your nearest John Deere dealer and save big at the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Get $300 off X300 Select Series lawn tractors built for year-round versatility. The Gear Up for Fall sales event won't last forever, so hurry to your John Deere dealer today to find out why nothing runs like a Deere. Offer ends November 1st, 2019. Some restrictions apply. See JohnDeere.com or participating dealers for details. Find your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty or visit citytractor.com.
Get ready, West Branch. The Whirlpool Careers tailgate tour is coming tomorrow to get you pumped up for the game. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company, so she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
What is life? Life is about compromise and realizing you can't always get what you want.
Now you can always get what you want without compromise with the new Quattro Pizza from Little Caesars. With 2 slices each of cheese, pepperoni, sausage and pepperoni, and sausage and bruschetta, it's 4 tasty pizzas in one, all for just $7. Take that, compromise. How's it feel to get literally everything you want in one large Quattro Pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 at Little Caesars?
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Participating locations for a limited time plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm a lawn guy, and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Back with you on the gym class. Tried to find some Shakira coming back, but I couldn't find any here, so this will have to do here today. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be your halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl in Miami coming up in early February. Our entertainment for you for the next several minutes here on the gym class program is the always popular Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 panel. The Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, right behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Todd is here to take us through as the grand poobah of the Pick 6.
It was not a pleasant week last week for the panel. I actually took home the top prize by going 3 for 3. That's not a good way to make a living if you are actually putting money on these games, but we have ourselves a statistical dead heat at the moment between the two teams picking here. So we'll see whether or not we can get some separation this week.
Is this separation Saturday?
I don't want to step on Bowling Night in America. We do need to, by the way, we need to carve out some room.
So yes, we do.
We'll try to...
Oh, very little room, trust us.
Brevity is needed here, and I get to bat leadoff on Iowa State and Baylor. The Cyclones head to Waco as a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to take Iowa State here. I do have some concerns about the nasty heat that both teams will be playing in, but I think Iowa State's simply the better team here.
I do too. I think this is going to be a tough one. Baylor, I think, matches up with the Cyclones better than most teams in the Big 12. But I guess I'll go with the Cyclones.
Dave, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
Good. We're going to improve on last week, man.
Have to.
What do you think?
I like the Cyclones here. They took out their frustrations last week, piling up more than 700 yards, including 435 yards in the air. Baylor is 6-15 against the spread the last 5 years at home. So I'll take Iowa State.
This is the game I pointed at all through the offseason as far as the Cyclones are concerned, and I just have a premonition, and unlike previous years, I've been completely wrong on Iowa State games so far this year. I'm going to take Baylor in the 2.5 at home. Mark.
I will as well. I'll take Baylor. Kind of trust Dave Koken on this one, but not 100%.
I think Iowa State found its feet offensively last week. I know it was against a lesser opponent, but I think they've started to figure things out, and I think this week is when we start to see that Iowa State defense get them some separation in Big 12 play. Give me the Cyclones.
Game two.
Alex, game two is Penn State traveling to Maryland as a touchdown favorite on the road.
This is one where I see a lot of people are saying it's a lock. Take the Terrapins. And I'm just going to learn from the past couple of locks that people have pointed out. That Northwestern one last week against Michigan State really bit me in the rear end. So I'm going to go with Penn State.
Wasn't there a Memphis lock that somebody said something about?
Yeah, I got coerced into that one.
Okay. You got Penn State. Got it.
Dave.
This is Penn State's first road game. They are 3-0 straight up and against the spread. But they have been outgained by both Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Their quarterback has been sacked 6 times in the last 2 games and has rushed the ball for 25 times for 30 yards. Give me Maryland.
Likes Maryland. You just don't walk into the shell and come out with a victory, especially when you're getting 7 points. I will fear the turtle and take the Terrapins. Mark.
It's a big game for Maryland, isn't it?
They're all big in the shell.
Well, give me points at home. I'll take them. Maryland.
Guys, I learned something today. I learned about a stat called
Dave
stop
Koken
rate.
Likes Jennifer Lopez?
Well, no. Maryland is second in the country in stop rate and also 10th in the country in forcing 3-and-outs. So as well as that offense has been this year and knowing that the defense is a little bit better than I realized, at home, I'm sticking with the Terps.
Dodd.
Isn't there an Elton John song, something about Island Girl?
Yes.
About Island co-host here. I'm going to put Alex Kuhn on one. I'll take Maryland. Game three is Indiana traveling to East Lansing, Michigan State. A 14.5-point favorite coming off a pounding of Northwestern in Evanston last weekend, Dave.
Well, this is homecoming for Michigan State. They have dominated this series, going 7-0 the last 7 games at East Lansing. Indiana's quarterback is doubtful, and their left tackle is out. I like the Spartans here to cover.
I'm with Dave. I was on that island last week, a big green island with D'Antonio. That's scary, and it came out good for me. I'm going to stick with Sparty. I will take Michigan State.
Why is that hook on there? Hey, it's still not good enough for me. I was really impressed with Michigan State's defense, and I think it will prevail. Give me Michigan State.
Michigan State has personally caused me problems several times already this season, so I would really like to take Indiana here, but I just can't. I got to go with Sparty.
14.5 points is
a lot. You can't tease this, Todd.
14.5 points is a lot on the road in a Big Ten game. But wait until you see the next spread. Michigan State, I'm going to take Indiana. 14 points. Give me the hook.
All right. Alex.
I've been tempted to take Indiana as well. But Michigan State's defense is just going to cause way too many problems for the Hoosiers. Give me the Spartans.
Game four.
Game four, Wisconsin is a 24-point favorite at home, Camp Randall Stadium, against the Northwestern Wildcats. Scott?
I've said many times at Northwestern, you they are the team that you have to stick that they're the zombies. They're the purple zombies. And I think they're going to rise again. They may not win this game, but I think they're going to come within 24. I'm going to take Northwestern.
I really think Wisconsin's going to win this one big, but, I mean, that's so many points. And Fitzgerald, you know, has spent a lot of time this week trying to right the ship, and I think it will. Cats at least cover, let me say that.
Northwestern's another team that has frustrated me greatly. Guys, I'm not kidding. Among Power 5 schools, especially among schools that we're supposed to respect at least a little bit, Northwestern might be the worst tackling team in the country. Jonathan Taylor may not even need blockers in this game. I'm going with the Badgers.
A funny thing happens when Northwestern and Wisconsin get together. Northwestern tends to cover the spread. I'm going to take the points here and the Wildcats. It feels like a really bad play. Jonathan Taylor could run all over the Wildcats, but Northwestern and Wisconsin, there's just certain pairings that go together well. This is one of them. I'll gladly take the points.
I always get in trouble jumping off the Northwestern bandwagon too quickly. I think Pat Fitzgerald has spent all week reading through his emails at hashtag I don't care. He'll muster up a better game plan and keep this game within 24 points. Give me the Cats.
I knew somebody was going to reference that, so good job by you. Dave?
Well, the Badgers steamrolled Michigan last week, and I don't see Northwestern stopping this freight train. Home teams in this series are 14-7 straight up and 15-6 against the spread. Give me Wisconsin.
Throwing the points. Let's go to Lincoln.
Let's head to Lincoln. That's what ESPN's College Game Day said last week as they announced that that would be the site for this week's broadcast. The Huskers are getting 17 points at Memorial Stadium. Mark, the Huskers are back.
And they have to sit around all day long and wait for Ohio State. Buckeyes, please.
Justin Fields is legit. The defense is a lot better. I honestly think Ohio State is one of the best teams in the country. And you guys know Nebraska spent a lot of time last week down 2 touchdowns to Illinois. It brings me great joy to say that the Cornhuskers are going to be embarrassed at home this weekend. Give me the Buckeyes.
You suckers. Nebraska's the play here. They're begging to take your money on Ohio State. Give me the Huskers.
All right.
The Huskers at home. Raucous crowd, college game day, all the emotion. I'll say they keep it closer than 17. Everything's telling me Ohio State is the much better team, but give me Nebraska.
Dave.
Well, Nebraska rolled up 700 yards of offense last week against Illinois. However, they face what appears to be a juggernaut in Ohio State. Justin Fields, a sophomore transfer from Georgia, has transformed the Buckeye offense, throwing for 880 yards, 13 touchdowns, and no picks. J.K. Dobbins, their running back, is averaging better than 7 yards a carry on the ground. I like Ohio State.
Likes Ohio State. The ABC show Bless This Mess, their season premiere the other night, was a small town gathering for the Nebraska season opener. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and take a look at it. I don't know if they were offended or liked it. I've been going back and forth on this one for the last couple of days, and I'm going to stick with my gut. I'm going to Ohio State.
Final play, we will start with Kyle, Iowa at home as a 24.5-point favorite against Middle Tennessee, and our tiebreaker this week, the number of yards that Iowa's leading receiver will post against the Blue Raiders.
I'll say it like this. I think there's an outside chance Tyler Goodson makes a run at 100 yards rushing this week because he's going to get a lot of burn in the second half. I think it's going to get ugly. Iowa wins this one big, and the leading receivers, they're going to end up using a lot of guys. I'm 75 yards for the number one.
All right.
I am going to say that Middle Tennessee winds up somehow with a backdoor cover here. Maybe they only lose this by 24 points, so the hook comes into play, but a lot of points here. Iowa's going to score. I think Middle Tennessee scores just enough, and if they're going to use a lot of guys, and Tyler Goodson's going to have a huge game on the ground, I can't see too many yards being put up through the air, so give me 41 for Iowa's leading receiver, whoever that may be.
I think this is going to be a game that a lot of people who bet Iowa are going to be sweating out for till the very end, because Middle Tennessee is the king of getting down big, and then when the backups come in, they start moving the ball and scoring points like they did against Duke, like they did against Michigan. I think Middle Tennessee keeps it within the 24, and I will say 80 yards for the leading receiver.
Dave.
Well, the Blue Raiders lost to Michigan by 19 at Ann Arbor earlier this year. The Hawkeyes have had a week off to heal up and get ready for this game. They travel to Michigan next week and may be looking ahead. They still have people dinged up and are trying to get them healthier. With a good chance of rain in the forecast and the game next week, I'll take the points and Middle Tennessee to cover. And leading receiver, 39.
Oh. Why don't just throw 40 out there and just do it. Give him a little leeway there. I think Iowa's going to burn Middle Tennessee State's defense a ton. And I'm going to throw the 24.5, even though I hate the hook. And I'm going to take the Hawkeyes, and Oliver Martin goes for 64.
I don't think the hook's going to matter. I think Iowa's going to dominate time of possession, especially on the ground. I will take Iowa, throw the 24 and a hook, and give me 55.
All right, there you go.
It's going to come down to Middle Tennessee and Iowa, 3-3 this week. I like our chances. 319-366-1600. We need six callers right now. You pick one of the panelists, and whoever does the best job this week, whether it's 6-0, 3-3, or heaven forbid 1-5 with a tiebreaker, you're going to take home a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
All right. What you got on the show cooking today?
We have a Baylor football talk. We have Middle Tennessee football discussion, and we have Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports, and I left you enough time for Bowling Night in America. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. Call in. Dave, thanks. Always good to see you. Take a break and come back and let you know what happened on the lanes last night right after this.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless where you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 357 back with you here on the program, and we have our six contestants, it looks like, so we'll get you all those folks and get you the order coming up when Todd takes the airwaves with Alex during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Mark, we bowled last night. It was bowling night in America. This update and report Brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, maycitybowlcr.com.
The Rusty Nails got their clock clean. I'm sorry we're out of time. No.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you were out there, and I got the text. It wasn't a good night. Diamond's Edge was very good. If you're going to lose, you might as well lose bad, huh? But
shot down in a blaze of glory.
But you had a nice night. 657, I saw.
That I did good. Have a good night.
That's good.
I did have a good night.
Devin Bragg also had a good night. 285 for high game. Roger Taylor Jr. had high series, and I can't access it now because league secretary site, bowling site, is down. I know Roger was.
He broke it.
A high series.
Yeah, he had seven. What was seven? Well over 700.
It was.
Last
yeah,
night.
I know he had a 279 game. So good night for Roger. Good night for Davin. Good night for Diamond's Edge. And we'll just have to get back at it next week.
You're on next week.
I am.
I'm off next week.
Okay.
So we'll see how it all plays out. But make sure you stop on by to May City Bowl as they've got open bowling, glow bowling, of course, the pro shop as well that you can stop by and peruse, take a look at. And see what's out there for your favorite bowler.
MayCityBowlCR.com. Birthday parties available. Give them a call, 362-0136.
And a hearty congratulations announced last week. We missed giving it out. But Mike Hoskins, league secretary, grand poobah, going into the Bowling Hall of Fame this year. Well-deserved.
Well-deserved. He has a terrific family of bowlers, and congrats, Mike.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.